www.thebeatles.com.
Hey, everybody, I hope you are warm wherever you are, because what a wild twist of winter so many of us are feeling. I have to tell you, there was a 50-degree temperature drop in my neck of the woods, and I can't imagine what it's like for all the people who were just literally buried in snow and had also had temps in the 70s and the 80s. But, you know, that's Mother Nature. And Mother Nature is definitely fickle, let's say. All right, we're not fickle here on America Tonight. Let me tell you, we've got a great show in store, including the fact that you could win our Triple Crown Challenge. And how do you do that? In our third hour, you give me three numbers, and I'll tell you what the numbers are significant for. It's the post positions of the horses in the Kentucky Derby. Fastest 2 minutes in sports. We're going to talk to T.K. Lawless. He's a horse racing expert, and he's going to go down the Derby with us coming up in our next segment. It's so much fun, even just watching the Kentucky Derby. I know there's people that just like to watch the horses and like to watch the big three races, so this is the beginning of that. So we're going to talk horse racing coming up on the flip side, as I said, in our very next segment here on ATN. How about this? We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, including the fact that now it's a do or die. We're demanding the release of the American North Korea situation. I talked about this on the show, and for some reason this isn't necessarily getting a lot of play. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal, but can you imagine? This guy's basically a tour guide, let's put it that way. And now Pyongyang, who has an American, has sentenced this American to 15 years of hard labor. What would 15 years of hard labor be like in North Korea? And this is Kenneth Bay. He's a 44-year-old Korean-American tour operator from Washington State. You know, we have a lot of listeners from Washington State, and I actually got several emails on this. And what a test this is of wills for the U.S., figuring out how to deal with Kim Jong-un and this situation with North Korea. I mean, first we had all the provocative acts, the poking, the prodding, I'm going to nuke up, and this is the way it is. Nuclear weapons, long-range missile tests. And now Kenneth Bay taken into custody. He'd been there since last November, and sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. Now, I talked to someone today in the embassy, and in the embassy in Washington, actually, the Swedish embassy is where some of this is going through. They're working through that embassy in Pyongyang, actually. And I talked to a liaison on our soil. What's interesting is it's all about getting as much information on Bay as they can. And they're not ruling out sending any kind of a special envoy to North Korea to try to win his release. Bill Clinton's name always comes up in this capacity. Remember, he made an emergency trip to North Korea during Obama's first term, and he got two American journalists that were held there, got them released, and it was looking really, really bad for both of them. So Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, who, of course, is asked about this, about what's going to happen here with North Korea, the nuclear weapons program, calling on Kim to comply, and at the same time now sentencing this American, saying he was a terrorist, sentencing him to 15 years of hard labor. And North Korea hasn't provided very many details on this specific crime, but the activists in Seoul say that the American was interested in bringing attention to humanitarian issues and may have been detained for having images of North Korean children who were vagrants and, you know, orphans and wandering around throughout North Korea. So they take him into custody. There's no explanation. And the next thing you know, he's sentenced for, you know, or sentenced to this hard labor. And like I said, his family is, I still think his family's in shock because this guy was supposedly a pretty good guy. He was supporting an orphanage. He was running a bakery with the North Koreans' agreement. And now he's being detained for taking photographs, but they're not saying that's the reason why. So it gets much more curious, I think, after that. A couple of other things, too, right from the get-go here on the show. More evidence of what the Tsarnaev brothers were going to do. Supposedly they were planning an attack on July 4th. You know, this is always the fear. If someone's going to attack us, whether it's homegrown or somebody from elsewhere, Al-Qaeda from Pakistan or somewhere else in the Middle East, wherever they might come from, whatever camp, jihadist camp, we're always looking at the big days, and July 4th is the one that gets circled again and again and again. Well, the bombs used in the Boston Marathon attack were built in the apartment that Tamerlan Tsarnaev shared with his wife and his kid. They know that for sure. They confirmed it. I don't think this is a surprise. Catherine Russell, the widow, is pretty much unclear as to what, if anything, she knew about what was going on there. But there are reports now that they plan to, based on some of the information they found, they plan to carry out a suicide bomb attack on July 4th. That was really what this was headed for, not the Boston Marathon. Jokar Tsarnaev told the investigators, remember he's working on that plea agreement, that the Boston Marathon was a target only a day or two before that event, that it would have been July 4th celebrations that are held in Boston. The annual Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular has 500,000 spectators. So this is what they were looking at doing, causing an explosion there, a suicide explosion. And so how about this? So this revelation is a big one, and it comes on the heels the same day the body of Tamerlan Tsarnaev was claimed by his family, finally, because this has been now weeks, and was picked up by a funeral home and, you know, was moved off. They wouldn't even say what funeral home it was for fear of some kind of retribution. So Tsarnaev's cause of death not released until the death certificate is filed. That's how it normally works anyway. His parents in Dagestan will not bring his body back to Russia, will not bury him until, they say, an independent autopsy is conducted. They're looking at certain clues, the feds in the meantime, and that is a laptop belonging to Jokar, the younger brother. The computer was turned over by one of his friends that now is being held accused of obstructing justice. I mean, this is such a crazy, twisted investigation that keeps toppling out all these different tentacles. It's like one big octopus, and how do we get to the heart of this whole thing that led to the deaths of Christy Campbell and Sean Collier and, geez, Lindsay Lee, and also 8-year-old Martin Richard, and 260-plus people injured as a result of those bomb blasts. All right, we're talking Kentucky Derby next. Don't go anywhere. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
That is nice music, isn't it? I can't wait for that tomorrow, the Kentucky Derby. My old pal, this guy is tremendous. You people have no idea how lucky we are to have him on the show. The knowledge that he exposes is unbelievable. TK Lawless, horse racing expert from Relentless Racing Stables, talking Derby with us here on America Tonight. TK, how are you?
Hey, Katie. You know what? That's a pretty hard billing to live up to.
That's right. We are one day, 18 hours away from this thing, and I tell you what, I keep going down the list. I look at the odds. I read what everybody has to say. I like certain names. I mean, you know, the one horse that everybody keeps on talking about is Orb. Orb is 7-2. That's the odds on the board. 16th hole is what Orb will shoot out of, 16th gate anyway. What do you make of Orb? Would you like Orb, or is this a lot of hype?
Well, you know me. I'm always looking for a price, so I'm not necessarily on top of Orb, but I think he's a really nice horse, and you know, he and Verrazano are probably going to, you know, buy for favoritism. Probably by the time they go off, Verrazano might actually be the favorite. You know, the thing about Orb is I have a little problem with the fact that these horses that come out of Gulfstream Park that look like monsters at Gulfstream Park, and they look pretty average in their other races. You know, that historically has not been a good thing for the Kentucky Derby. And, you know, and Verrazano is, you know, he's the other favorite, and he's a horse that hadn't had any adversity in his life at all. He's, you know, he's chased some slow paces, set on the outside, out in the clear, waiting for the long shots to fade, and just took over. And so, you know, both of those horses that are the favorite, you know, I've got a little knock against both of them. Not that either one of them couldn't be, you know, monsters as we go forward. And they've done, you know, very little wrong in their careers, especially lately. But, you know, this is a 20-horse field in the Kentucky Derby, and I'm always looking for a price, you know, bet a little to win a lot. And
yeah.
I'm not as convinced as a lot of people are on both those horses because, they do have a couple of knocks on them.
So what horse do you really, really like then?
You know, you're going to put me on the spot again, but I do have one that I absolutely love. And so I might as well just, you know, be right up front about it. I like Vijack. He's a horse that coming out of the third place finish in the Wood Memorial where he had a little bit of a lung infection when he came out of the race, but he was only a length and a half behind Verrazano that day. And, you know, he was running into a really slow pace that day, moved up a little early, had to make two or three moves to try to get in contention. And I think, with the switch of jockeys to Garrett Gomez, he's gonna be really, hard to hold off down the stretch at the Kentucky Derby. It's kind of interesting thing about Vijack is, people probably remember Big Brown from a few years ago.
Yes.
And there's a lot of eerie things that are really, strange about this race. Big Brown's exercise rider was a guy named Rudy Rodriguez, and he was the assistant trainer and exercise rider for Dick Dutrow, Richard Dutrow, if everybody remembers on Big Brown. And Big Brown had the 20 hole that day in the Kentucky Derby and won. And, just so happens Vijack pulled the 20 hole the other day in the post position draw, and he's trained by Rudy Rodriguez, which is Dutrow's old assistant. And he gallops the horse every day. And, it's kind of eerie the fact that, last time when Big Brown won out of the 20 hole, the same post position that Vijack happened to draw, Rudy Rodriguez was the gallop rider that day. And 2 days before the Derby, when Big Brown ran, Rudy blew him out in 37-1 on the Thursday before the Derby. And this morning, it just so happens that Vijack blew out in 37-1 with his trainer now, Rudy Rodriguez, in the saddle in 37-1. Mm. So they drew the same post position. They worked the same time. And another thing that makes it kind of interesting is one of our old friends, Garrett Gomez, picked up the mount on Vijack here lately. And I think the horse fits Garrett's style perfectly. And I think, for people that, you know, are looking for a price, the Vijack's 15-1 on the morning line. And I think he's got a really, really big shot.
Wow. I like that. That's amazing. Everything you just told us, the Rodriguez factor, the blowout time. Man, I love it. You're very convincing.
You're really gonna love the backstory about this horse. The owner of the horse, the horse is owned by Pick Six Racing Stables, which is kind of interesting. The guy that owns the horse, he and a couple of buddies of his used to go to the track all the time, and they'd hit a couple of Pick Sixes, but you know, for small, I say small amounts, 12,000 I think one time, and I think 37,000 one time, he and a couple of buddies. And so they'd made a little bit of money at the track, and they were handicappers, and they had a lot of fun with it, and then made some money at it. Well, he showed up at the track one day when there was a big carryover out in California, I think it was. And, his buddies were supposed to come meet him. And one of them called and said, "Hey, I'm stuck at work. I can't make it. I ain't going to be there." And the other guy never even called. So this guy's sitting at the track by himself. And he's thinking, damn, you know, I'd love to bet this Pick Six. There's like $4 or $5 million in the carryover, and it's going to be a lot of money in here today, but it's a $3,600 ticket. And I don't want to do this all by myself. You know, I was all in for $1,200 apiece for three of us. Well, nobody shows up. He's sitting there by himself. With 2 minutes to post, he says, you know what? The hell with it. I'm going. So he goes up there and bets his $3,600 on his own picks, and hits the Pick Six for $3.6 million.
Oh!
Well, after that, you know, it's almost like the old, let it ride story. So he decided to buy a couple of horses, and he loves horse racing. He's been in it for a while now, and this is the first really good horse he's had, and that's Vijack. So, you know, he's got a little backstory about him. He's got the big brown connection. He drew the 20 hole, but there's a lot of things going on with him, and I'm thinking, you know what, history might repeat itself.
Wow. And so if Vijack has that race, the history falls into place. You and I both know this. It's about sometimes that second or third horse that you pick, too. So do you figure that Orb and Verrazano or one of the two may at least finish somewhere in the money?
I would say this. I surely wouldn't talk anybody off of Orb or Verrazano. You know, we might be talking, coming up to the Belmont, we could easily be talking about Orb or Verrazano, either one being, you know, a horse that's maybe going for the Triple Crown. These are really nice horses, both of them. But, like I said, Verrazano has been in a situation where he's had really easy races where the pace was slow in front of him. He sat on the outside behind some long shots and kind of took over, turning for home, and never has had any adversity, never had a stick in his path. And Orb, the problem I have with Orb, I think, you know, oddly enough, he's owned by Ogden Phipps and Stuart Janney. I mean, these two guys are on the board of directors at the Jockey Club, you know. And they've been around for years. They've bred horses. They've been in the game for 40 years or more apiece. And the problem I have with Orb is he was really a pretty ordinary horse until he got to Gulfstream Park. And I've seen it happen in the past. You know, some horses hate Gulfstream. The surface down there is really quirky, and some horses hate it. And Orb happened to take to it. And I've seen it in the past where horses took to the track down there at Gulfstream Park and look like monsters. But then, you know, they go elsewhere, and they're maybe not quite the same horse. So even though Orb didn't work really good at Churchill the other day, you know, work out for a half a mile is a whole lot different than running for a mile and a quarter. So, you know, for short prices on Orb and Verrazano, you know, my money's going elsewhere.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting stuff. Always fun to talk to you, TK. Thanks so much for lending some insight into this race, and enjoy the Kentucky Derby.
All right. Thanks, Katie.
All right, boy, that was good stuff, man. Those stories, he is the best. I am telling you. I'd be afraid now, Vijack. I'd be afraid to go in the opposite direction. I think the story is certainly intriguing. TK Lawless, you can check him out, too. Relentless Racing Stables. Boy, the knowledge there. Stay with us. Much more happening on this show next.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Weather. And here's the deal. The snowstorm that wasn't expected in some areas of Colorado, even though, yes, I know it can snow in Denver and people are aware of the possibility of snow and whatnot. But there are some other things happening, too. In the Gulf Coast, showers, thunderstorms. Florida is desperate to get drenched. They need a drink big time. But they're going to have all this heavy, so it's, you know, it's like one way or the other. Mother Nature, as I said, is fickle. So now just a little bit of rain would be nice. But they're talking about heavy, heavy showers and thunderstorms that are just going to keep going through the weekend. Smash into Florida, like around Tampa. You're going to hit Mobile, Alabama. Going to hit Memphis, Tennessee, those areas. And flash floodings, blinding downpours is what they're talking about. And, I mean, we're talking where the house is half underwater in some places. These are the predictions. Anyway, they're talking about that they're getting slammed with this, and they think that they're going to continue to get much more. It's terrible in Key West. I was talking to someone today about that, and they said that It's like you could swim outside of your door if you decided to go to Key West and you crashed in your hotel room, and you were thinking of going down to the pool. All you had to do was open your door, and you probably could swim out. I mean, seriously, that's how awful it was. So, you know, that's going on in that southern area, in the Gulf Coast area, all in there. But when, while that's happening, of course, we had the snow slamming the Midwest. People surprised that they had so much snow, even in a place like Wyoming, where outside of Cheyenne, they were reporting 15 inches. In fact, that's all anybody was talking about. I mean, the weather people were the absolute alarmists this time around. Here's Sam Champion, just to give you a little smidge of what many people heard. Take it away, Sam.
Second day of May, and part of the country is in early summer. The rest in never-ending winter, with record May snowfall from Colorado to Minnesota. 28 inches in parts of northern Colorado. Temperatures in that region approaching record lows as thick blankets of ice coat the highways, resulting in pileups. In the southeast, a total washout along the Gulf Coast. Water up 10 inches in some Tampa streets.
Wow, 10 inches. That's crazy, talking about the water that I was just mentioning. But also, 28 inches of snow, boy, 28 inches of snow. For all the people that want to see the white stuff, you know, at Christmas, they start playing the Winter Wonderland song. I'm sure all those people are tired of the white stuff. All right, it wasn't about the weather so much. It was about relationships, the U.S. and Mexico. The days leading up to the president's arrival in the Mexican capital, it was about Mexico and whether or not they were going to be uncooperative with the United States when it comes to security, because security is the big issue now. It wasn't the economic showdown that it was being set up or billed to be. So the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, hinted that they wanted to put the economy, the economic side of things, on top of their agenda ahead of the meetings in Mexico City this week. But Mexico is restructuring, cooperating with Americans on security issues because of what's lately especially happened along the border. And sometimes this can cause massive friction between the two countries. As we know, we're sitting here talking about immigration reform and all that kind of stuff. So what's the narrative going to be? And especially drugs, the narcotics alleyway. And to me, the scarier thing is the people who are coming in the shadows through the South. I think it's some of these people who ultimately become or are sleeper cell sorts that are fanning out across the United States and blending in. So here's what's happened. They've been talking about drugs, and Mexico is trying to cooperate with the United States, and this is part of the tug of war over what are the new rules. So under the new rules, all U.S. requests for collaboration with Mexican agencies go through one office, because this is what's been a big problem. Who are we contacting? So there's one office. That's it. The Interior Minister's Office. It's a very big change from the last couple of years when U.S. agents, you know, had access to across the board Mexican counterparts, but it also was confusing because there was no clearinghouse. So this is what most of the conversation has been about, the confidence on the restructuring that Mexico is doing and who we would deal with, the United States deals with, when it comes to anything related to the drug problems coming from both countries. And I guess the door is a little bit more closed than it used to be, and the relationships are certainly a little more strained, and for a lot of different reasons, including, isn't it interesting, when you look at Mexico and what their GDP is, so much of it is the United States, not only just with trade, regular free trade, but also the dollars that are pumped into their economy because of the people from their country who are working in our country illegally. That money, so much of that money gets pumped back into their economy. And they don't want that to stop. So if you're the Mexican president, you might not say this to the face of Barack Obama, but part of you has to be wanting things to somewhat, in that case, stay the way they are because of the dollars that are flowing back in. And if all of the illegals took the chance at amnesty and there was less dollar flow back and forth and all the families that are one foot in and one foot in one country, one foot in another country, decided to put 2 feet in, that would change seriously the economic factors for Mexico. Because how much money would they, how much money ultimately would Mexico lose in the dollars that transition back to the families? The answer is a staggering amount. When it's number one, when the U.S. is propping up their economy, it's not tourism, it's not a slew of other things, it's not even the exports, it's not that business that's on the list, but it is the money that flows back into the country from the people who are working under the radar, so to speak, in the United States. So this is another part of that immigration reform that, hey, you might have missed this. Not necessarily a big push for Mexico to see this happen. Yeah, when faced with a question in front of a big audience comprised of people from the United States, the Mexican president, of course, would back that. But deep down, it's not really, I can't imagine it's really what they would want to see on a widespread scale because it would affect them big time, much more than us in one way, because of the money that's that is free flowing back into their country, being spent on drinks, on clothing, on living in that country. All the people that are taking the money and using the money in Mexico, if a big chunk of that went away, man, that is huge for their economy. Crazy story happened today. It was after I woke up and I was stumbling around with a cup of coffee and whatnot. And once again, I have these alarmist friends. I get a quick shout out, a quick text from somebody who had just left the Bush Airport. You know where the Bush Airport is? It's in Houston. So a man was shot and killed in the pre-screening places at the airport. What happened was that he had just come through the doors in Terminal B, and he fired at least one shot into the ceiling. So there was a Homeland Security Investigations agent who was working in an office right near there, immediately came out and told the guy to drop his weapon. He said, drop it. He was right there. So the agent, he was armed. The agent fired once at the suspect, who tried to shoot himself at the same time. So they're going to do an autopsy. Was it the Homeland Security investigator who gunned him down? Was it his bullet or was it the bullet that he shot himself? Which one? Either way, he dies, but he had intent to probably do something horrible there. He was armed with a semi-automatic rifle. He fired those couple of shots into the ceiling, and the people hit the deck as soon as that happened. People scurried around because people were screaming and shouting that, you know, gunshots, and there was almost not any kind of a hesitation. Someone else screamed, everybody get down. Oh, man. Has to be a frightening thing when you're just trying to get on the plane or get through back the other way to get to your cars or get to a ride to have that happen because you... Now our radar is, I hope our radar is up, and you're looking around to see what's the deal with the shots, who's the shooter, am I in the line of fire? But because of that Homeland Security guy, this situation didn't become the next tragedy. All right, we're turning the page here in the final segment of this hour anyway, of ATN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Yes, a big shout out from America Tonight, me, Kate Delaney, to all of you listening to the show in Japan, in the UK, in South America, our friends on Pal Talk, awesome chatters, Harmony among the bunch listening this time around. Of course, Jack Down Under always on board. And some others as well, to be sure. And our mailbag overflows again. Got a quick one here from Carson, who says, Kate, don't know if you know this or not, but gay marriage is now legal in Rhode Island. It certainly seems as though the tide is turning when it comes to the world of the person who is a homosexual or a lesbian in this country. I'm not. I'm a happy heterosexual who's been married for a long time. I have to say, I used to be anti-gay marriage. Now, I guess, I just don't care. Maybe I've just become desensitized, words you use, to the whole thing. So Rhode Island would be what as far as number-wise in this country to legalize gay marriage? Well, number 10. I think I'm right on that. It's the last state in New England 10. Yeah, so Nathan, that's Nathan, the man behind the gate here on America Tonight. So Nathan, that's 10. And this means same-sex marriage. The governor signs it in place. This is something that's been coming there for a very long time. There's been a big push for that. Do you think, let me ask you this, in your lifetime, do you think across the board, as the person who sent me the email said, Carson, well, do you think people who were really anti, ooh, no gay marriage or no same-sex, you know, relationships, do you think a lot of those people will just say, yeah, I don't care anymore because it's not as big of a deal anymore and that we'll see it across the board, or you think, nah, we're still going to see that fight?
Yeah, you know, I think they'll get worn out to a point, and states are going to chip away at this for a while, and I can see people starting to accept. I mean, this is a human rights fight like any of the rest have been.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. I think that's what's happening. States are going to keep chipping away at this. And it's just eroding, and future generations are thinking differently, I believe. And now we're seeing that reflected in so many things that you watch. Today I was watching a snippet of a show, and of course it's, you know, filled with the normal things that you see on television, but it's called Scandal. And in this Scandal show, they have the White House chief of staff is an openly gay married man, and they just treat them like they would any other couple in this series. And I think that's part of, and I granted that's television and they'll do anything to get ratings, I get it, and pander to whatever they think the audience might be, but it goes along with what we're seeing happen with so many of these states. Now, some of the states in the South, I think they'll hold on really tight to that and maybe the last to drop. But some of you who might feel like, wow, I can't believe that we're seeing this, some of you who, you know, we're seeing this and we're talking about that and whatever, I think that the fences are just being completely torn down. I mean, completely torn down. And I used to say on this show, we would never see gay marriage across the board. There's too much opposition, period, end of story. We wouldn't see it in my lifetime, but now I'm not so sure about that.
Izzy's on the phone.
Let's see what happens in some of the other. Let's see what happens in some of the other states that were reluctant to say, okay, I'm giving into this. I'm gonna say okay. You know, for example, Texas and a couple of, like I said, the other southern states. Izzy, our pal in Missouri, jumps on here. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
Oh, yeah, you just brought up one of my least favorite subjects.
Wait a second. Let me say, you came on the show once, and you were so good about discussing the fact that you had a friend who was gay.
Yes.
And that you were really close to him and really liked him, but you didn't respect his lifestyle. You didn't like that part of him.
I don't agree with his lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a difference between respecting him as a person and not liking or approving of his lifestyle.
Right.
Because he's done a lot of good in the community.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference, too, between gay marriage. But let me read you something that was on Amazon forums. And you want to talk about hate? And, of course, I had to fire back. This guy, T. Call, posted it today. And he says, within a year, we will be heading to the states that initiated or instituted discrimination into their constitutions a few years ago and forcing another vote. Or, and just as likely, those of us who have gone to other states just to be married will begin to file so many cases of discrimination in state courts as to cause financial crashing of state legal systems. That's called economic terrorism and sabotage. And that's what the gay agenda is proposing. And I'm sorry if I sound angry, but don't ever call another heterosexual so hateful or more hateful than a homosexual, because these people are hateful.
No. I understand what you're talking about, the whole militant thing. I agree with that. There is a weird militant bent. It's
and
not
they
like...
Are just, oh, excuse me for interrupting, but, you know, you made the comment that people are just starting, well, okay, fine. That's the problem with America. You're so apathetic that you don't have the cojones to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. Let's back it up and regroup. I know I'm yelling. Oh, my God. We Americans have become so apathetic they won't fight for anything anymore. My God in heaven, did you read about the Pentagon with their little bit of news today?
Oh.
Praying.
Yes.
And
yes.
I thought, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, save me from this frigging country. We are not the greatest nation anymore. We are an embarrassment. Okay,
Izzy.
I'll get off my rant.
Izzy's on fire. I love it, though. Hardcore, absolutely.
Yeah,
the hard line, I agree.
Case.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
It's stupid that we are being bullied by one special agenda. Oh, my human rights are bullpucky. And now our military guys in a war zone, and women, by the way, cannot pray because they might face a court-martial. Kiss my butt.
Yeah, I agree with... I agree. I love it. Izzy, you are fabulous. I love that you're so passionate. She's a hardliner. It's awesome. All right, so here's the thing. The deal about the Pentagon, she's right. It is outrageous. We've talked about this kind of stuff before. Why is it then, and it's interesting because the two examples come up, like she's saying, okay, yay, we can accept it, or people are accepting, they're having a gay marriage, same-sex marriage, blah, 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 blah. And then, boom, at the same time, you have the craziness at the Pentagon of you can't pray. How is that? You think of people that could be killed, are going into horrific situations. If they want to pray, why can't they pray? Now, the answer I know behind the scenes is this, that part of the answer is, well, and they're not saying, I don't think they're saying this, but because of the countries that they're in, the danger of praying versus Islam, versus the people who are, you know, worshipers of, you know, Muslims, who are Muslims, who are Quran reading folks. And you know what the Quran says, so that I think this is, they're saying this is a safety issue. But I agree with her. What was the word that she used? Bull pucky. I would have to say that that's outrageous. And if the ACLU had any backbone, they would step into this and say, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's rethink this. How can you say that? It definitely violates the rights of people who are Christian who want to pray. Like in a war zone. Are you kidding me? Serve our country, but then you can't say a prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, give us the patience.
Fight day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.